You are listening to the Fire Rescue Athlete Podcast with your host, Aaron Zamzow.
Hey, everybody. Aaron Zamzow here with the Fire Rescue Athlete Podcast. Today, I have a topic that's really special to me, and it's one of the top questions I get about FireRescueFitness.com, about the website and kind of the mission. And it's about the Get FRF Challenge. Now, this has had a couple of different names. It was the Fit for Duty Challenge a couple years ago. And just this past year, based off of feedback, we decided to name it the Get FRF, Get Fire Rescue Fit Challenge. And really, this all came about because 10 years ago when I created the programs, again, we got five different workout programs now for fire rescue athletes, catered to firefighters, EMTs, and medics. And when I first started, one of the biggest pieces of feedback I got was, hey, I love the program, but it's hard to sometimes stay motivated and to stay on track. And over the years, I've tried different things, and it's really evolved into what we have today with the Get FRF Challenge. And really what the challenge is, it's a way to motivate members of the fire service, again, firefighters, EMTs, and medics, to stay on track, to better themselves physically, to prepare themselves physically. And also we're learning that fitness also helps us prepare for the job mentally. And it was a way to motivate. And really what it was is people who use any FRF program, I put pretty much all the proceeds minus some of the costs for the website and marketing back in to promote the results that people get from these programs in the hopes that that would motivate others. And over the last 6 years, we've had thousands of entries, and it's really been fun and heartwarming to see all the different responses and results. Probably over the years, I've donated well over $15,000 back to prizes, marketing of courses in there, website development, all that stuff. But, you know, with the idea of trying to help as many firefighters, EMTs, and medics as I can. And this year, what we did is added a little bit more, more carrots to the prize and a little bit more to motivate you. So now with any FRF program that's purchased in the first couple of months of the year, and I think I might even continue this throughout the 2020 year, you get now what's evolved to be the complete FRF programming, which is you get access to our app, you get access to the portal, which will give you all the workouts, exercises, workout calendar, eating guidelines, recipes, sample meal plans. You also get weekly emails from me. You get access to our private group. And then this year, what I'm doing is that I decided, hey, we need a little bit of motivation to help get you through, let alone the chance to win cash and prizes. I'll get into that in a second. But I'm also sending now a workout shirt, a little commitment bracelet, and some other swag to all those that start the program. And so far, pretty good response from this. The other thing that we get that this includes is entrance into what we call the challenge itself. So the idea is that you buy the workout program, the proceeds of that then go fund prizes. So whether you create you make progress in losing like 5 pounds or 25 pounds, you send those results back in to me with a little bit of feedback about the program, what you liked about it, how we can improve it. With the intention that you motivated others around you, and we vote on the top five. Those people get cash and prizes. But then, even if you submit your results go into this what I like to call winner's raffle, where we draw prizes. You get TRXs, FRF sweatshirts, other swag. I have some Gerber tools. I got all kinds of stuff. Again, with the idea that all this is going to motivate you, keep you on track, you may not think that, hey, you know, losing 3 or 4 or 5 pounds makes a big difference, but there are so many other firefighters, EMTs, medics like yourselves out there. We all have a story, and I think we can all motivate each other. I always like to talk about, you know, the way that the fire service culture is. And, you know, I go present all over the country, and I've been very fortunate to be able to do that. And I talk to people. You know, and I always use the thing about cooking in the fire service, cooking in the firehouse. And, you know, you're going to get crap regardless if you cook healthy, if you don't cook healthy. I always choose to cook healthy and cook something that, is going to help fuel us and, you know, not obviously have high sugar and add to the stresses that we already have. And the more I go around, the more people really, really support that. Now, you know, they might be the first to kind of pick fun a little bit, but I think as a whole, we in the fire service are ready to make change, and it just needs the right motivation. And this is just my way to try to do that and motivate others and to give back to the fire service. So the Get FRF Challenge this year really has evolved. And in this one, I'm very proud of, because I think it puts together every single piece you need to stay motivated, to stay on track, and to really help you make fitness progress this year. There is a link to this podcast. You can go to firerescuefitness.com. If you scroll down a little bit, you'll see all the information you need. The idea behind it, again, is to get started. You go to the website, you choose what your goal is. We have different programs. We have a foundations program that gets you started. We have a fat loss program that'll help you with weight loss. We have the ultimate athlete, which will help you improve your mobility, your strength, get you leaner and moving better. We have two phases of that. And then we have a brand new program called the Super Strong Program, which is kind of a hybrid of the old school body part training with kind of uniting that with more functional firefighter fitness. And out of all those, I love the ultimate to start with, especially for those people that have been following a program. If you are very, very lost, and you're like, hey, I have no idea where to start, maybe coming off an injury, foundations is the way to go. But again, we have a wide variety of programming, and each one of these workouts comes with all the tools you need. You also get access to me. I basically do this on my off days. I'm in the firehouse, and then I come home, and I really enjoy talking fitness and answering emails and answering questions. So you also have access to me with any questions. And then our group on Facebook, we have a private group that people ask many questions and give their input as to how the programs are working and what they've done to take steps forward and get fitness progress. So the evolution of this challenge has been 5-6 years in the making. Thousands of people have given it the feedback. And again, I'm very, very proud of where we have gone. And I'm looking forward to where we go. But it doesn't happen without you, without your questions, without your feedback. Anybody who's listening to this, by the way, if you use the code GETFRF10, that's GETFRF10, all caps, you'll get a nice discount to get started on your program. It's not much. It's less than a couple cups of coffee. And again, it's everything you need to succeed in 2020. So there you go, a quick overview of what the Get FRF Challenge is. I really want to hear questions about it, want your feedback about it. You know, anything that I can do to help you make this one of your fittest years, let me know. Thanks again for supporting Fire Rescue Fitness for the Fire Rescue Athlete Podcast. I am Aaron Zamzo. I'm here to help you, and I'm on a mission to do so.
Thank you for listening to the Fire Rescue Athlete Podcast. Please check back soon for more Q&A with your host, Aaron Zamzow.